F for Fake is like no other film ever made. It's a kind of essay, I suppose you could say, or it's not really a documentary, but it's a kind of a documentary essay. It's as though you said to Orson Welles, what do you have to say about the subject of fakery, art forgery, charlatanism, magicianship, the idea of authorship, and experts?
Hello, everyone. It's a primer episode. I haven't done one of these in a really, really long time, and I'm glad to be back doing them. The reason why I wanted to do a primer episode for this is kind of twofold. One of them, I want to take time and make sure that I do this episode correctly when it actually comes out. And two, there's a whole lot to explain about what is probably my all-time favorite movie. And that movie, of course, being the one that you just saw in this title, Orson Welles' F for Fake.
Before our very eyes, a transformation. We've changed your key into a coin. What happened to the key? It's been returned to you. Look closely, sir. You'll find the key back in your pocket.
Up to your old tricks, I see.
Why not? I'm a charlatan.
F for Fake is, in my opinion, the film that Orson Welles made that is the most full of joy and is the most emblematic of him as a filmmaker, as an artist. It's the one that he clearly had the most creative control over, and it's one that didn't really seem shackled to people who were financing the film. Orson Welles went on, I think it was Johnny Carson. If I can find the interview clip, I'll throw it in here. But he went on Johnny Carson, and the way that he described the way that, like, movies get funded was he talked about, like, he would fly out a financier from Russia, and he would shake him down for his money. And I remember being like, oh, that's why a lot of his films kind of took the shape that they did. Because ultimately somebody's paying for it and are expecting their vision as well to be on top of it, and most importantly, to return a profit. And Orson Welles kind of found himself exiled for a bit, which really shaped his life in a very interesting way that ended up spitting out F for Fake, which is a movie that is very difficult to talk about without kind of setting the stage for what it is, especially somebody who's seen this movie probably like 20 times at this point. I'm fully convinced that F for Fake is the movie that if I were a director, this would be the type of stuff that I would try to do, and I would fail so horrifically at it that it would be the Room level catastrophic failure, except without any of the people wanting to see it year after year. It would be navel-gazy bullshit. It would be one of the worst things that have ever been assembled. And that's part of why I love F for Fake so much. Orson Welles is one of the greatest filmmakers to ever do it. If you said that he is the greatest director to ever do it, it's pretty hard to make an argument against that. People have their favorites. I personally think that it's Ingmar Bergman. Some people believe that it is Akira Kurosawa. Some people have some cancelable directors that they'll throw in there. But regardless, it's never one definite person at the top. It tends to be a collection of them. And then you have your one that you prefer. And if Orson Welles is your guy, then you've got really good taste. F for Fake as a movie kind of flew under the radar for your more online type people until the channel, which rest in peace to it, Every Frame a Painting, did a very, very masterful video essay on it and kind of forced all of us, the people who were casually into film, into being like, damn, experimental movies maybe are good. And what's cool about this movie is just structure-wise, all throughout the movie, you will see that it's like 4, 5, or 6 narratives that are happening at the same time that are constantly intersecting each other. If you haven't seen this movie, you'd probably think to yourself, you'd be like, wow, that sounds like a fucking mess. And yeah, if anyone else did this movie, it would be a fucking mess. But as you watch through the movie, you know, your first time you go through it, you'll be like, wow, I have no clue what I watched. But that was a lot of fun. On rewatch, you'll find that each part needed to be exactly where it was to have the impact that it had. Everything from Orson Welles showing us just like a woman walking down the street just to like show guys staring at her because she's beautiful and she's wearing a really nice outfit. It goes on for a while. And your first time watching it, you'll be like wanting to fast forward through it. But then as you rewatch it on a second time, you'll go, oh, that's why. And this is all stuff that I'm going to be talking about in the episode following this, which I am very, very excited to get at. But the biggest thing that I wanted to talk about with this primer, we're going to be doing a return to an article, but the one thing that I want to kind of plant for if anybody's going to end up doing a rewatch of this, which I highly, highly recommend, is that the movie is built entirely on lies. It's right there in the name, F for fake. The movie is centered around art frauds and hucksters. And everybody who is involved with this movie is a fraud of some sort, is some sort of, in Orson Welles' own words, charlatan. Although he intentionally does separate himself from these hucksters, because even though they are lying, they are creating fakes, they are still creating art, and the art is worthwhile. Specifically, with the main character of the movie, which is the most notorious art fraudster who's probably ever lived, a man by the name of Elmire.